Okay, look for federal judges to begin making law here. That's what they do now. They make law. They're like dictators. On two things. This will not be allowed to stand, Lee. I predict this.
Okay.
President Trump has just said, listen, I have been given the authority by Congress to change the asylum rules. That is completely constitutional. Obama changed them to apply them to people by various nations. Used to be you had to have very specific criteria to get asylum. It's very, very difficult to get. He just said, if you're from Haiti, Honduras, wherever, y'all will give it to you. We don't care. Right? So we know Obama had a magic wand he could wave.
Yeah.
Right? And he did. The president does have some authority over this. Okay, so Trump has decided that you will not be eligible for asylum in the United States of America unless you apply legally at a port of entry. Got to go to a port of entry to apply. Well, that would mean it would make it hard for you to enter the country illegally, right? So any minute now, looking at my watch, a left-wing judge will decide he does not like that and strike it down.
You know,
on no legal basis, he'll just do it.
Let's just try and be objective here. Doesn't it sound odd to you that someone can apply for asylum simply by walking across a border somewhere illegally? If you're trying to apply for asylum, in other words, if you're looking for one country to give you protection from another country, doesn't it follow that you should first go to the port of entry where you are entering that country?
Yes.
And we're being told that that necessarily wasn't a requirement prior.
Well, no, that's because other liberal judges have made that up. They do. They make law. The whole idea when we're told, well, you can't, you have to let children go. You can't hold them in detention centers for longer than such and such a time, according to the Flores Agreement. What's that? Oh, some judge made it up. Some judge made it up. Mm-hmm. Some judge made it up. So we have to turn them loose along with their illegal immigrant family members. Why? Oh, because some judge made it up.
Yeah, because of course that's
not what federal law says.
That's in the Constitution, right? That federal judges get to make law.
Right, and then you're reading, well, so the Sessions Department of Justice can't change it. No, we need Congress to change that. Judges make stuff up. So I mean, a couple predictions here. I think you're going to see a couple things. This is going to be tossed out by a judge. And Trump will eventually win in court, but not for another couple of years.
Yeah.
And that's what they're counting on. That can continue the flood into the country of new Democrat voters. So you got that going on. I am honestly shocked that our new acting attorney general has not been enjoined from being the attorney general, acting attorney general, by a judge yet.
Oh,
I thought that would happen by the end of the day yesterday.
They're trying. They're trying to say this is unconstitutional.
Yeah, for the president, who's the executive,
the chief executive.
Whoever he wants. He could fire whoever he wants, in other words, Jeff Sessions, and replace him with this other guy. Okay, the left has demanded that because he has written editorials before he even knew that Trump was going to be president before the election, saying that, you know, it looked like there was enough evidence to indict Hillary Clinton, that he is biased and ergo must recuse himself. And he says, no, I'm not. I'm taking over the Russia investigation, and I'm taking over this agency, and I'm not recusing myself. So look again for a federal judge to take that away from him.
I think I kind of like this guy.
I know.
So far.
I know. So far. We'll see.
Well, I said day one that Jeff Sessions' decision to recuse himself was a mistake. And I was right.
Yeah, and they're applying the screws to this guy, and when that doesn't work, they're going to go find a liberal judge willing to make law from the bench and say, based on he's biased or some crazy legal finding that has no power under our laws, that he cannot be the acting attorney general. I'm waiting for that.
I know what they're going to do. They're going to find a picture of him with a MAGA hat and a Chick-fil-A cup in his hand, and that's going to nail him.
I know. Did you hear it? Well, you had it in the news. Ben Blunt.
Yeah, this is just...
Folks, I keep telling people about this, and it just doesn't seem to process. We are at the point where we are gradually losing our First Amendment rights on a daily basis.
If you are not a Democrat or a Democrat supporter.
Right. No, they're fine. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
I mean, this was absolutely outrageous. He was opening for the front man for ZZ Top, correct?
Yeah, Billy Gibbons is doing a solo tour or something or other.
Yeah. And... he's, you know, a country singer. He's been on national TV, all of that kind of stuff. What was it? America's Got Talent. And so he goes to the polls. He's from Greenville. He goes to the polls on Tuesday, and he puts a picture of himself with an I voted sticker, a hat, and a Chick-fil-A cup. Somebody, some snowflake gets appended and reports it to Facebook, which promptly, for putting that online, puts him in Facebook jail for 24 hours.
That right there, I mean,
is outrageous.
You've got to be kidding me.
If you show you voted for the president or something associated with the president, you go to Facebook jail. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
So you can make claims that white men shouldn't be listened to, and you can make claims that the president is a white nationalist. Those are perfectly fine for Facebook, but...
Oh, no. You can wish death upon America.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah.
From Iran.
Yeah.
And death to Jews in Israel from Iran and still have a Facebook on which you post those videos.
Yeah.
Farrakhan, at least as of yesterday, still had a Facebook page. That'll be fine. I mean, death to Jews. We don't care about Jews. Death to America. We don't care about America. That's all fine. But don't you dare show yourself with a Chick-fil-A cup and a MAGA hat, because now that is Hitlerian.
That's over the line.
That is a step too far. Here he is talking about this.
I literally just said I voted and I had a MAGA hat on. And for that reason, and that reason alone, and just because Facebook pulled a post, which I'm already out of jail for, apparently my career is on hold for the week. So I have a family. I have three children. I have a wife who has bent over backwards to make sure that we could make this tour happen and go on. So now I get to go home and tell her that all of her plans that she rearranged, all the shows that we rescheduled for this, is now off.
Yeah, so he'd gotten that frontman gig. It was a big deal to him, and he got fired for having his Facebook account suspended for the horrific display of the MAGA hat.
Yeah. But if you want to, say the president's a white nationalist, he's a racist, Islamophobe, whatever, no problem there. Just, keep on playing on the book of face.
And, sure, why not?
It's not a problem.
Yep. And here's the problem with this. Okay, the public square has been moved to social media. It has.
Yeah.
And when you look at what the devastating effect that social media has had on local media in terms of ad revenue, not us, we're kicking butt.
Yeah.
But local media in general, newspapers and television, over 60% of the ad revenue has moved to three places. That's Facebook, Google, and Instagram. And so they have changed the media landscape. They are the public square. And yet it just galls me that we have rules, that apply to us about fairness, but they don't have any at all. I mean, they are out there taking down perfectly unoffensive ads from people in tight races because they can.
And it's because that the ownership of these companies have a political agenda.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
And there's no question that they're going to do anything they can to aid their political friends. Because that's what's going on. And it is not censorship by government. It is censorship by corporation.
It's only going to get worse before 2022. Yeah. I don't expect to go into 2020 with a Facebook account that's active or a Twitter account. I expect to be fully shut down along with the president of the United States.
Yeah,
I expect that. By the way, Jim Jordan out there responding to the demands that the new acting attorney general of the country recuse himself, step aside, and let the real criminals run the investigation, namely Rod Rosenstein. Take a listen to this, because this is... If you got to remember how we ended up with the Mueller investigation, Rod Rosenstein, the number two at the Justice Department, who really is a number two, wrote a letter to Trump saying, hey, I'm advising you to fire Comey. So Trump fires Comey. Rosenstein immediately turns around and says, because you fired Comey, that could be obstruction of justice. I'm appointing Mueller to investigate you with subpoena power. It was a dirty, dirty trick. And yet somehow Rosenstein doesn't have to resign. But Whitaker, who has no prior involvement here, does.
This idea that the left is saying Mr. Whitaker should recuse himself is ridiculous. I mean, think about this. Rod Rosenstein is overseeing the Mueller investigation. Rod Rosenstein wrote the memo for firing Comey, overseeing special counsel Mueller, who is looking into the firing of Comey. And he doesn't have to recuse himself? We said he should have recused himself a long time ago. But somehow, because Whitaker wrote something a long time ago critical of the special counsel, he does have to recuse. Makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And when you look at the entire basis for the Russia investigation, it all hangs on Rosenstein's perjurious signature.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we totally checked out all the sources here. That dossier that we didn't tell you was from Hillary. Yeah, we checked it out. It's true. I mean, he signed under penalty of perjury. And he somehow is qualified to run these investigations.
Yeah.
Right. But a guy totally uninvolved in any of that isn't? You got to love this. Headlines like this. Folks, this is just unmitigated chaos in this country. Man charged in three killings, wanted by immigration authorities. A man who federal authorities believe is in the U.S. illegally has been charged in the fatal shootings of two former roommates and a woman whose home he then moved into after his first victims threw him out. A second man has been charged as an accomplice. The guy's name is Luis Perez. Opened fire on Stephen Marler, 38, and Aaron Hampton, 23, at their home in Springfield on November 1st. Two other people were wounded but survived. This is crazy. Perez then shot and killed Sabrina Starr, 21 years old, a day later at her house. Okay. Sure, why not? Aaron Anderson, 19, told investigators he was waiting with Starr, who was later murdered by Perez, was waiting with Starr in an SUV outside Hampton and Marler's home when Perez shot them. Anderson said he was on the phone with Perez at the time, and he could hear the victims begging for their lives. Didn't work out, I guess. What a mess. After the first two shootings, Anderson, Perez, and Starr drove to Starr's home, and police said she was shot six times there on Friday. Relative found her body the following day. No other details of the killing have been revealed. Federal authorities believe he's an illegal immigrant. You know what's interesting? Well, let me ask you this. Would it be unseemly to call this murderer a bad hombre? Or we just can't say that because it's discrimination. No, he's a killer, but he was a totally good illegal immigrant. What? You're just tarring immigrants. No, I'm tarring illegal immigrants who murder. You know what's interesting? I mean, note that he skipped when he ran. What did he do? He skipped from New Jersey to Illinois, both of which are sanctuary states that afford operational leeway for such people. That's what they do. And you cannot have justice when you're an American victim. You can't. Lee just handed me this. A prosecutor in Virginia says a woman charged in a fatal crash may have fled the country. Where, Virginia? Yep, sanctuary state. Issued a reckless driving, she had no license, a reckless driving ticket to Osmera E. Mendez Urdaneta, who, once she was released, fled the county, and possibly the U.S. to avoid persecution. They actually write persecution, the Associated Press does. I think they mean prosecution. Menez Urdaneta, who is from El Salvador, is charged with involuntary manslaughter in the August death of 59-year-old Beverly Page. Ah, who cares about Beverly Page Bourgeois? Struck by a car while doing yard work. Whatever, she should have gotten out of the way. I mean, honestly, look, you and I as an American are going to have a much harder time fleeing down to Mexico or wherever you want to go if we're not citizens, because they don't welcome us there. All this does is hurt Americans who get no justice. It's outrageous. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. All right, question for you. Is everybody around you lying? Bunch of stinking liars? Maybe. According to a new poll, 4 in 10 people admitted that if they could get away with it, they would happily lie. It was a study of 2,000 adults who admitted to telling at least one lie a day, despite 78% of them saying that they think honesty is the most important quality in someone. Almost half of the people surveyed said they would take money left behind by someone else at an ATM. That's not cool. While 53% said they wouldn't say a word if they were given more money than they were owed while shopping. Wow, what a sinful nature we have. Meanwhile, one-third confessed they would keep $250,000 if they knew they could get away with it. Yeah, if I thought I could get away with it, I would totally lie more. Wow, 40% of people say that? Holy cow. If you could get away, by the way, with one thing, knowing no one would find out the truth, what would it be? Oh, holy cow, if you just get one thing. I'm like a bad thing, an illegal thing. Maybe nothing, right? I don't know. It's just interesting to me that people lie like they do. You know what they didn't ask him, though? This is the important thing. What kind of lies are we talking about here? I mean, are we talking about lies that, hurt people, or are we talking about lies? Well, Yeah, no, I agree. That dress looks wonderful on you. You're thinking, oh, it's god awful. I mean, is it like that? You know what I mean? Hmm. Folks, I am terrified of what is going on right now in Florida. I mean, we just did the headlines coming out now from the Orlando Sentinel. Florida governor's race faces recount as Senate race gets even tighter. Mm. Folks, we cannot have let Gilliam steal that right. By the way, he conceded. And then once he found out they were finding votes in violation of the law, he unconceded. Listen, I told you this earlier in the week, and I know it didn't make a lot of sense then, how important it was for Ron DeSantis to actually sit in the governor's seat that he earned. Because with Andrew Gilliam there, the only thing that kept massive levels of voter fraud from happening in Florida was Rick Scott in the governor's mansion. Rick Scott assigning minders to literally follow around the Broward County Election Board officials who have resigned those minders to standing behind glass barriers while they count votes they have no right to find. Supposed to declare all the votes in the election within half an hour after the polls close in Florida. That's the law. They're just going out and grabbing them, and campaigns asking how many more. They're blowing them off, gaffing them off. They're Democrats, what they do. So this is why I said, listen, we cannot have Andrew Gilliam in the driver's seat because Trump will lose Florida to voter fraud. I mean, we'll never know if he actually lost Florida. It'll be voter fraud. This was the importance. And I said this, if I had one choice, I kid you not, Ron DeSantis in the governor's chair in Florida, or we keep the House, I would have put Ron DeSantis in the governor's chair. It's that serious. Because we cannot win the presidency without Florida, and they will steal it. You are watching them do it right now. The left barking at the moon in rage at white women. But first, Lee, I'm going to jump on the line with Alex in Greenville. Hey, Alex.
Hey there, Tara. I'm going
to take you off speakerphone. I can barely understand you. Are you on speakerphone?
Testing 1, 2. I'm off speakerphone.
Okay,
I'm
definitely take it off speaker. That's okay, cool. What's on your mind?
Okay, good. All right. It's about lying and the dirty lies the liars tell. I was watching a YouTube. It was a CIA interrogator was teaching a corporation how to spot liars for a case of embezzlement and things of that nature. And, of course, the CIA had determined people lie on the average of 10 times a day. But that does include things like white lies, et cetera. And you were kind of shocked to find that people would, under certain circumstances, at least 40% of people would, you know, lie under certain circumstances. I'm not shocked at all. As a Christian, I know that people are naturally and fundamentally bad, not good. And the left, of course, teaches that people are fundamentally good. So, and of course, all you have to do is look at children to know that people are fundamentally bad. That's their nature because children hit each other, children lie, and children steal. And they must be taught to behave properly. So that's my comment on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised it was as high as it was, Alex. Not that people lie, but that it was that many who were like, I guess the part that surprised me in the study was that people were like, well, yeah, totally. No, if I could get away with it, I'd lie all the time. Which is, you know what I mean? It was a different thing than, anyway. Yeah, I'd love that. It'd be really cool.
Wouldn't work for long.
No, not at all. But anyway, the left going absolutely, and thank you for your phone call, Alex, the left going absolutely nuts on white women. Actually writing, this is nuts. In many parts of the country, as is Daily Beast, helpless, backwards females are still in the thrall of their misogynistic husbands who force them to vote Republican. How does that work?
That would be news to Mrs. Rogers, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I know. I can't imagine most women being forced to do anything by their husbands these days. That was Rolling Stone writer Jamil Smith.
Well, there you go.
White women's betrayal. Wondering when will they understand the damage that they do and not just to themselves. And Daily Beast is doing this today, too, saying, you know, listen, you've got to start to realize that you can no longer vote in your self-interest. You have to vote in others' self-interest.
See, this to me shows the hypocrisy once again of the left and the fact that feminism, as applied by liberal progressives, has nothing to do with women. It is all about politics.
Yep.
Because here you have a prime example of the very folks who talk about women must be believed attacking women.
Yep.
And white women. So not only are these feminists not being feminist, but they're also being racist. Because you don't believe the way we do, you're wrong. Now, I believe that too, but I'm not going to stop someone from exercising the right to vote. I'm not going to go out and demonize someone and say that you shouldn't be allowed to be on Facebook. You shouldn't be allowed to have that picture on Instagram. You shouldn't be allowed to say this in public. If you want to say it, fine, but you're going to have to deal with the consequences. That's fine. I'm more than happy to have the political, theological, and ideological debates with anybody at any time, anywhere. But the left wants to stop you from even talking about it.
Yep. And the numbers voting are absolutely, they're huge. That's what's interesting too. Who are voting in these races and voting the way that they have. I just clicked off of it. Darn it. Oh well, never mind.
Well, I mean,
it was interesting.
There's plenty of brilliant white women who vote Republican. I mean, Ann Coulter, Tammy Bruce, Michelle Malkin. We can go on and on. Judge Pirro. I mean, these are brilliant, accomplished women.
Here it is. Oh, here it is. Okay. White women broke for Republican incumbent Ted Cruz by 60% cast ballots for him. 40% went to Beto. Basically, it's 39%, actually. It's a 20-point margin. They're absolutely enraged by this and say, and but you know what I think is really telling is for Daily Beast to actually write that white women have to stop voting in their own self-interest and consider the interest of other women. So they're admitting, when you look at that and they write that in the Daily Beast, that it's very selfish of you to vote in your own interest. You have to vote. Well, that means, are you telling us as white women that voting for you is not in our interest, but we have to do it anyway? Is that what you're admitting?
Yeah, pretty much.
That voting for you will hurt us, but we got to do it anyway for other women who it won't hurt.
Voting for a candidate that is going to support a president that is improving an economy, that is decreasing regulation, that is trying to increase freedoms and liberties for people, that is protecting the borders of this sovereign nation, as he should, that is, doing things from a trade policy standpoint that is strengthening the American economy and American jobs for American workers, not white workers, American workers.
Yes. You know what I think they get wrong here? You know what? It drives me insane when they tell us over and over, like Chelsea Handler, that you're voting the way that your husband tells you to vote. That has never happened in my house.
No,
it never has. It's not 1956. Okay, so women are in the workforce now, and so we vote in ways that benefit us. We vote our pocketbooks just like men, because like men, we are now in the workforce. We've been here a long time. And so, when the other side produces economic prosperity by getting the government out of the way and we benefit, we vote for what benefits us. And because we're not stuck in 1956 and we're in the workplace just like men are, and there aren't any real barriers to us being there, we vote like men. It's part of equality. They're missing this entirely. It drives me crazy. We don't vote like men because we're shrinking violets who need men to tell us how to vote. We vote like men because we're in the workplace with men. And we see what getting government out of the way has done for our company, our job prospects, our wages. And this is why it's so telling to me this morning that the Daily Beast goes on this absolute screed against white women and what's wrong with them and how terrible it is and how you've got to stop voting against your own interest and consider other women. So you're admitting it's against my interest to vote for you. Yeah, I am. It won't help my children? No. Won't help your wallet? No. Won't help me continue to achieve prosperity? No. Okay, thank you very much. I'm not voting with you. It's maddening.
Yeah, it's
just the assumption that that's why women vote that way.
Yeah. We are a post-logic political society now.
Mm-hmm.
Logic has nothing to do with it. It's all identity politics.
Yep.
And quite honestly, just be very careful, because the second that the left gets the power, you will lose that identity.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to care. It'll be like every other authoritarian regime that they have founded. Never changes. Never does. Texter writes, my wife tries to get me to vote just like she does. I told her she's crazy. Another texter writes, if I had a wife that did everything I said, I would probably still have a wife. Ooh. Texter writes, Tara, I wear the pants in my household after I do the laundry. Oh, boy. Texter writes, Tara, the core feminist issue is abortion. That's all they care about, is that more abortions can be performed. Texter writes, Tara, how does one make their wife vote the way he wants when he can't go and look over her shoulder for the vote? Yeah, I don't know. Ask the Daily Beast. They understand this, apparently. Yeah. Texter writes, if the Daily Beast article advises women to vote Democrat instead of their self-interest, they are admitting that voting Republican is in their best interest. Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. All right. New study. Leaving your kids with their grandparents may actually be bad for their health. Of course it is. Are you kidding me? Yeah, grandma and grandpa always jack them up on the sugar. All they get to eat everything we don't feed them. It's part of being a grandparent. So, there you go. Not that we're going to stop leaving them with the grandparents, you understand. Just have to deal with the sugar high when they come home. By the way, do you remember when you used to drive by buildings and there would be, you know, places where a lot of people were, there would always be somebody out taking a smoke break? Do you remember the legally mandated smoke break? You had to let them out to smoke? Good gosh. You just don't see anyone smoking anymore, do you? I mean, to me, it turns my head when I do because it's just so weird. Smoking has just reached an all-time low in the United States of America. Just 14% of adults overall smoke cigarettes. I'm surprised it's that high. That seems like more than what I see. That is 67% fewer than back in 1965. Wow. They have really eradicated that, haven't they? They have. Texter writes, Tara, my wife would tell me to pound sand if I acted like that. Yes, so would most women today. Texter writes, Tara, I think the Democrats practice it in NC with Roy Moore, governor and attorney general in 2016. Yeah, they totally stole that election. Durham County, highly suspect. I've looked at data and more victory versus president, Senate, House races made no sense. I can send some data if you like. Yeah, no, we talked about that at the time. They stole that election. I even know how they did it. Yeah, they were sending Democrat Party operatives around signing people up to vote to get absentee ballots. And one of the ways you could tell was that the signature was the same on each of the requests. The person requesting the ballot is supposed to sign it themselves. And instead, the signatures were the same in a lot of counties. It's exactly the same. So, you know, they got a bunch of absentee ballots in people's names and they just sent them in. We know how they did it. It's maddening that no one can seem to stop it. Texter writes, people who vote Democrat need to stop voting Democrat for their own interest and start voting Republican for the interest of others. Yeah, that makes sense, wouldn't it? Texter writes, I saw a TV show last night where one character said power should be reserved for those who know how to use it. Well, the Democrats know how to use it. Yeah, it should be reserved for those who use it well. Unfortunately, we can't seem to, as a society, agree on who that should be. By the way, did you realize this? Well, you know what? I'm not going to use that. I'm going to be careful with that. I'm going to wait to see if that dust settles on that a little more before I do it. Meanwhile, did you see this? Kansas City Chiefs using apparently the same strategy that Hillary used. Remember, she was winning those coin tosses at like a statistically near impossible rate back in the primary. Yeah, Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs have won 12 straight coin tosses dating back to preseason. Statistics professor says the chances of that happening are just 0.0244. Well, not for Hillary. No, she's at the nominating convention. She would always win every time. So if Hillary could do it, I'm sure the Chiefs could do it. That makes perfect sense. Texter writes, I am the boss. I am the boss. And my husband knows I am. That's so funny. I know. I'm laughing at that too. The idea. Yeah, no. The idea of, yeah, men bosses in their own homes. I don't know. I'd like to see that home. They're just, I just don't know anybody like that. No. I mean, anyway. I think a lot of the feminists writing these articles bashing white women don't know what a relationship with a man is like. Or long-term one, you know, committed by marriage. They're only guessing what it's like and making assumptions because they don't have a man in their life. I think that's what makes them so angry, if you ask me.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.